It's a great one to introduce our speaker because it's going to be a great night. And I met Patty when I first arrived in this church community close to 20 years ago. She's only 2 years older than me. And she's so sweet. And then all of a sudden her mom moves to town and we get to discover where Patty got her sweetness. So it's an honor to know both Patty and her precious mom back there who cheers for her. And I don't know what you're going to talk about tonight, but I know it's going to be wonderful. So let's give it up for Patty. Woo-hoo!
Well, good evening. All your cheery faces. I'm going to talk about service. I got to thinking about the changes we're going through. You know, with the shift in consciousness, some of you are aware of that and some of you may not be aware. I happen to be really aware of it, so you keep hearing about this from me. When I read the book about Curiel, The Great Shift, he said there are two things that you want to do in order to be ready for the shift of consciousness from the third level of consciousness, which is what we're in, which to me is rather dull, to the fourth level that's really exciting. I remember as a kid thinking, I'm tired of this rung of the ladder. You know, where you have all your illness and your poverty and your wars and all this. Yuck. I'm ready to move on. So I thought I'll talk about one of the aspects of being able to move to the fourth level of consciousness. In the fourth level, you have an ability to work with God's energy more so than we are now. And when you think of being able to create all kinds of wonderful things, if your consciousness isn't elevated enough, you won't create the optimum. So it makes sense. You've got to get that consciousness up, get away from the negative, let your loving energy flow out, be of service to other people in order to be ready. So what Curiel said that I think is really quite lovely. For 25,000 years, every 25,000 years, we as the human race on the earth plane have had an opportunity to progress to that fourth level. Have we made it? Yeah, that's what I say. Here we're going on 75,000 years. It is pretty pitiful that we haven't made it. So the powers that be have said we will move to the fourth level of consciousness. Those that are ready to do that will do that. Those that aren't will be gently plucked off of the earth plane and put onto another plane or planet where they can spend another 75,000 years, if that's what they need, to get the love volume up. So you have a decision as to whether you want to just keep stumbling around in the third level of consciousness or you want to move on. And the other thing that's very nice, we don't have to be perfect to move on. What he says is a little bit more than 50% of your consciousness is positive and loving and giving service to other people, you'll be able to progress. So all of us can do 50%. That gave me great hope. So I was really very hopeful about that. So then you think of Jesus in the Bible talks about being the shepherd. And what does he do with us? But he takes responsibility. He's always consistent. He gives his best to us in helping us. And he is always there. So he is the example of service, which is really cool. So when you think about service, years ago I get just a lot of mail, and a lot of it's from the American Indians. Years ago, and I got to thinking about how God and the angels put opportunities in our pathway, and that's happened to me, but it's happened to all of you. One was a request from the Jesuit priests for the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The people were experiencing hunger, very poor shelter, no fuel for the winter. So I was in my teens at that time, and I started donating to them. And that taught me that you always share, or you are of service to other people, whether you physically do it or you're sharing a few of your coins with others. And then I found out, do any of you know who Russell Means is? I went to school with him. And I didn't know he was an American Indian. And I also didn't know that he stood up at Wounded Knee, and he's a more militant American Indian, probably because he was raised in San Leandro. And very interesting man. So over the years, I've gotten bits of information about him. And Gary went to a spiritual meeting, and who's speaking there but Russell Means? And I thought, isn't that neat? When you live long enough, you can see the patterns in people and the patterns of his giving. You know, he had a teacher in our high school that encouraged him to hang on to his Indian heritage. And I'm really glad that she did that, you know, because he's been able to grow and to help the American Indians because of that. So that's exciting. But you think of the service. Okay, in my teens, I get this request for donations. Well, that expands. Most of my mail now is requests for donations. So they're coming at me in a big way saying, you know, we want you to help, to serve other people, and I do what I can. But, you know, whether you give of yourself, your time, your smile, your laughter, your ear to listen to people, there are all kinds of ways to serve. Well, I had another experience. I went to Robert Schuller's seminars for church leadership, and it was hysterical. One, I really like the guy. He's cool, and he really has significant things to say on how you help the non-church people. And he was saying, you need to get out of your church and help the people who are not coming to church. So he has a variety of people speak at these conferences, some very small churches, even smaller than our church, and then these grandiose churches. And they talked about what they did for service. And some of the stories you'll really appreciate, and this is only to give you ideas of what you might want to do for service. One little church decided they were going to do some community service, so they got their buckets and mops and decided they'd clean out toilets, public toilets. So they went into one fast food restaurant and said, we'd just like to clean your toilets for you as a gift from God. They said, well, we'll have to check it out with the board. And this guy was in hysterics. He says, what does he think? We're going to blow up their toilets or something? We just came here with our brushes and solution to clean. Another group decided that they would wash cars and not charge and say, this is a gift from God. I thought that was really nice. Some people may help in a literacy program and help people to read so they can better their life. Another church saw in their city that there was a large population in one area of women that were raising children. There wasn't the support of the male figure in their community. So they bought an old bus and kind of refurbished it and took groceries, filled up bags of groceries, and went knocking on their doors and asked them, you know, if they would like some extra groceries. And the thing that was neat about that, they took probably 4 hours on a Saturday. So it wasn't a big chunk of time from anyone. It was a little bit, but it really helped the people they were serving. And then they found out that the women needed clothes for the kids and themselves. So they cleared off part of the bus from the food. They rearranged the food differently, and they put hangers up, and they collected clothes, and the women could go through and help themselves to the clothes. And again, it wasn't a big chunk of time, but that was really, really neat. And we went, as I was touring around San Francisco with Drew Voigt and my favorite brother, Toby, we saw this wonderful church that looked like, God, I'll be there in a minute. It had a fence that had this ornate dragon on it, and the style of the church was wonderful. So we stopped and went in. And this church wasn't any bigger than our church. And they decided, and they were in a poor section of San Francisco, that they wanted to serve the community by having a food bank. So they bought food, pennies on the dollar, and had, you know, food where people could come with their bags and baskets and pick up food. Some of it was just donated by the farmers. They had picked what they wanted out of their fields, and then other people, seniors or other people, could pick and bring the food back to the church. Interesting, wonderful group of people. So that was really fun. So over time, you see all people doing all kinds of lovely things for other people. And I encourage you to make a choice to extend your loving nature to all the people that you see, and to figure out what you might want to do, and you might keep changing what you do for service. The world needs you. And when you look at the condition of the world needs you awful bad. And people do. So whether it's helping your family do things, helping either kids or old people or whatever in the community, helping them where you see the need, step up and do that. And if you get a couple of your buddies to help you, it's ever so much more fun. Drew Voigt has his church up in San Francisco now, but I was on his board when he had the church in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he really shows a good example of abundance. He's always had some kind of a project for people to chip in to. And I got to take the check to an orphanage in Tecate with his brother when his brother was living down here. And they collected $1,800 for this orphanage. And people want to share, you know, even in this time, they want to share for people that are less able to, you know, live abundantly like they'd like to. And so he always finds some project that people can participate in, and he said it's amazing. It works. So as you think of things and you want other people to help you, tell people what you're doing and you'll get other people helping you, and it can be real short term. So get ready to move to that fourth dimension. Enough of this third. In the fourth dimension, I just want to say again, there's no poverty, no wars, no illness. The illness is set up here as lessons for us. We've grown past that. We don't need to do that. So get your consciousness up by expanding your love volume, as you always hear Millie say, and consider doing service for other people, someone else. Thank you very much.